Back from four shows in Vegas to see Phish, and it was outstanding. And John, one thing, there was one snag in the whole weekend, and my friend Joe, who had picked off these tickets off the secondary market, he ended up getting tickets through one of Phish's charities, this Water Wheel Foundation and stuff, and you pay a little more, but it goes to a charity and not a scalper and stuff, so he was fine with doing that. And then a couple of the tickets came through like SeatGeek and things like that, secondary market stuff. And we had he had purchased general admission tickets for all of them. Well, all the tickets had come through except three of the tickets on Saturday night. And so, you know, we go to the show Friday, or Thursday, we go to the show Friday, and then he's like, God, I still haven't got those tickets for tomorrow night, for Saturday. And so he calls the people, and they said, yeah, we're working on it. We'll let you know by 4:30.
And this is a third party? This is a who?
I think it was SeatGeek.
SeatGeek, okay.
And so he says, we'll let you know by 4:30 if what's up with the tickets. And so we're going out to dinner and things like that. This is the day of the show at 4:30 in the afternoon.
What do you mean, we'll let you know? I mean,
he had purchased the tickets, but he hadn't got them yet. So the original seller of the tickets probably saw that
somebody else is going
to
pay more.
Yes, the tickets have skyrocketed, and now we're going to sell them to somebody else.
Back out of this.
And so here we are, you know, a couple hours before the concert, and three of us don't have tickets. And so, you know, we're having this discussion. Okay, well, if it doesn't happen, you know, he gets his money refunded or whatever. But the people that would take tickets, you know, because there was like seven of us there, seven or eight. And so, you know, the ones that were like, well, okay, we feel guilty about taking the tickets now, you know, you should go. No, you should go. And, you know, I have no say in this whatsoever. But it's like, well, okay, I guess Saturday night will come. We'll be in Vegas. We'll have something to do or whatever. But the tickets never came. And so then at like 5:30, 6 o'clock before we're going to head over there, he finally gets somebody on the phone from SeatGeek, and they ended up, they couldn't get the floor tickets that he had purchased, so they replaced them with three tickets that were like in the 100 level. You know, they were kind of not sitting all together and anything, but they at least got you tickets into it. But it was stressful as hell. I mean, not for me because I didn't pay for them, but I mean for my friend Joe, he's like, man, I don't know what's going on with these tickets right up until the showtime. And then, you know, thankfully they did come through. The tickets were pretty darn cool, a little different vantage point. But I don't know if you've ever had that happen where you buy the tickets and then hours before the show, they're not there yet.
I don't know if I bought through SeatGeek. I usually just use Ticketmaster because I'm a little skeptical of the third party stuff for reasons like that. I'm not sure. So did he get a break on his? Did he get a break on
it? No, I think the tickets they cost the same. Or you know, I don't think any more money got transacted or refunded or anything like that. It's just we'll get you in the building. You know, that was I guess their guarantee. I don't know if that's happened to somebody else.
That's the thing with Ticketmaster that you know the scam that it is and all the money you got to pay. At least you know, you feel like there's some assurance, like, okay, yeah, this is the top of the food chain here. I know if I buy from these guys, I'm not going to get scammed. I'll get in. My tickets aren't fake. They aren't phony.
Yeah, that was the only hangup was what happened to those three tickets. And obviously somebody had, I'll sell them for more now. You know, whatever they were, $1,000 at first, they were going for like $4,000 for Saturday night. And so I think somebody just resold them to somebody else.
Who has the building next now that Phish is out of there?
Dead & Company.
Okay.
And they start Memorial Day weekend.
Are you going to that one?
I have some friends that are going, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make that happen.
Yeah. So they are the next residency? Are they in there for a long time? Or?
They do have, it's not like a block straight in a row. It's like several weekends in a row. Like they'll do three nights. Take 4 days off, do the next weekend. It goes from like Memorial Day all the way through the 4th of July or something.
Let's take a call here real quick. Brad Jai, good morning.
Yeah, good morning there. I was listening to you guys about every day, but about the ticket, I started to use TickPick this year because I was starting to get shafted for the price.
Who did you use this year?
Tick Pick.
Tick Picks. Tick,
have you heard of those guys, Brad?
No.
No, so it's rated 4.8 out of 5 compared to the other, you know, the way we used to get tickets. And I'm going to Blue Jays game this summer in Seattle, and I save about $200 per day for the 4 tickets I bought for my son and his wife and my wife.
Oh, cool. So Tick Picks is a good place to go for buying some tickets, huh?
You would check out. We're going to Pearl Jam on May 6th in Vancouver, and they guarantee something goes wrong, they'll give me better seats than the one I actually purchased.
Ah, so yeah, like ours, you know, I don't know if they were as good as seats. They were maybe comparable, but these guys guarantee better seats than the ones you got?
If something goes wrong, yes. And only the sellers pay the fee. The buyer doesn't pay any fee whatsoever.
All right. We'll have to check that one out. Yeah.
Tick Picks, thanks. It's tickpick.com, TickPick. Don't put the D in there or you're really going to have some problems. It's tickpick.com. Now, look at this. Yes. Look at this for the Rolling Stones in Seattle in a couple weeks at the Seahawks Stadium, Lumen Field. $29 tickets.
Wow.
Those are.
What are you sitting in the parking garage?
Yeah, well, they're way up there.
Yeah.
They are way up there. Well, I paid $62 for my tickets in the nosebleeds, but they've got some for $29 right now. Yeah, they are way out there. But tickets are, you know.
I mean, there's some for in the 30s, you know, same. There's a 50s.
Yeah, and I, you know, I didn't go through the whole process here. I don't know if there's some catch at the very end or something or other, but that's, you know, another option you can look at and see if it works for you, if there's anything. If there's anything hinky about that, you got to do your own due diligence on that. But that's what they have there. Tick Pick.